We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You probably heard of the California law, which will allow athletes to be paid for commercial deals. Okay. It does not go into effect to 2023. It gives the NCAA between now and 2023 to radically change the way sports are adhered to in this country as far as college sports, or it will mean the end of college sports as we know it, because there is no way the NCAA can legislate what they just allowed. Now, it has to do with the college's greed and the sports greed anyway, because they should not have been able to use likenesses of players in games and not get paid. It's wrong. But paying college athletes will not work. It is a system that cannot work. It does not end corruption. It adds to it. And once you do that, then the players have to be unionized. There will be more bidding, not less bidding, for players. And they'll have all the things that govern any industry. Work conditions, unions, every different part of the government regulations, every part of it will have to be part of the deal. And there will be no way that the institutions will want to have these guys be in a position where they don't have to go to school and they are really just employees at a university. So the university really has got a bunch of hired really a bunch of employees out there representing them on the weekend. So the greatest fear has been reached. And let's be honest, this system has been destroyed years. It wasn't built. It wasn't started for billion-dollar TV contracts. You have a sport that does not pay the players on the field, and the sport produces billions in revenue. Billions. Think about that. Which is why, if you notice, the New York manager of the Mets manager makes $875,000. He's the manager of the New York Mets. The head coach at Alabama makes $11 million plus bonuses. $11 million. Now, he wins a lot. So let's not count him. Let's count Harbaugh, who's never won anything at Michigan, who makes $9 million. Or Jimbo Fisher for the deal he got. Okay, we're down the list. The average, you got guys in college who you've never heard of. I could give you college coaches' names that you've never heard of who are making $4 and $5 million a year. And the reason why? Well, because the sport is now, the Big Ten Network, you know how much money the Big Ten Network produced? And they don't pay their players. So the day would always come. It had to come. There will have to be, the NCAA will have to come up with a system that it can control, or it will die. And it will come up with a system, but I don't know if it'll come up with one that can work. It will try to come up with one in its imminent greed, because it is going to try for survival. Because it knows by 2023 it's done. If this law is enacted, the NCAA, as you know it, is over. Because, hey, if the kid's allowed to make an appearance in his uniform for money, well, how are you going to legislate how much money he's allowed to get? You're going to say, oh, he can do it, but only for this much money? Yeah, sure. Why? Who's going to decide now? So now we're into amounts? Now we're not into the legality of him being paid. We're into the legality of the amounts he can be paid. Not going to work. Now you're going to say that's only a few players? No, no, no. I have the whole team down in, I got Jim Smith Chevrolet in Stillwater, and I'm having the whole Oklahoma State team down. And, you know, and each one of them's getting paid for coming down and saying hello. How do you stop it? Rob in Connecticut, what's up, Rob?
Hey, Mike, I grew up in Michigan. I was a Michigan alumni during the Bo Schembechler days. And this is going to open up a gigantic can of worms. You know, imagine OSHA coming in and having them stub their toe. What's going on with that?
That's happening. I mean, listen, you're going to have they're going to also be unionized. They're going to be union. There's going to be OSHA. There's going to be work conditions. There's going to be pensions. There's going to be everything. I have a system, which I would never give to the NCAA that I thought of that, you know what, because I would hate if they adopted it. But I felt that the way to do this is give each kid credits for going to school. For each year he stays there as a student-athlete, he gets a credit. When he leaves the school, if he goes to the pros or at any age he wants after he gets his diploma, he can cash in his credits. They're vested for him, so they're like a pension. But he doesn't touch the money while he's on the campus. They're a pension for him. Now, there'll be a stipend for players, which, again, is going to be very hard to legislate because there's no way – there's going to be, see, they've always wanted to give players stipends anyway. And, you know, now with this Bill Self thing, one of the college coaches actually came out and was quoted as saying, everybody cheats. Well, man, you know how some coaches must have cringed when they heard somebody make that statement? I mean, they got Bill Self now, and you've heard that with what's going on with him. And this whole thing, this system is basically very hard now for anybody to contain. It's gotten crazy, and it's going to get crazier. And the NCAA is going to will make a sweeping move for control. I just don't think they can do it. I think it's over as we know it in the next 5 years. Josh in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Josh? Josh, you got to turn your radio down. Hello? You got to turn your radio down. You there? No. Folks, you got to turn your radio down. I know you might be in the car listening. You can't listen and do it at the same time. It doesn't work. Joe in Roxbury. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, listen, really good points. Can you imagine now we're going to have teenagers making this or whatever, and you didn't have enough money amount, so we don't know what that's going to be. But could you imagine the how even more corrupt this is going to be? And
you can't stop them. But listen, you're making billions of dollars on their backs. You can no longer keep this money away from them.
You are right about that. But why not put it towards education?
What do you mean? It's their money. Wait a second. It's their money. What about the guy who's playing? He's not a doctor candidate. He's not going to be a doctor.
Yes, because you know what he is? He's a student that Calipari.
So you brought him in. You brought him in to play there. Yeah. And you as a fan, you as an alum, you as a fan, you are part and parcel of why he's there. And he's there, and he's not. He might be a decent student. And listen, I think there is guys who go to college to be educated and guys who go to college to learn a better way of life. They get out of a bad situation. They learn better. They are in a better situation. They might actually, a lot of them might actually become good students or at least become willing students. Some will, some won't. But they're not doctors. They're not going to be doctors, a lot of them. And some of them are going to be professional athletes and some aren't. But some of them are, it's not going to be that they're going to be nuclear physicists. You know what? The average student's not going to be that. But they're bringing in a lot of money. And now they're bringing in sick money. And now the NCAA, of course, went and had to get involved in things where they aren't a professional league. So why are they making money off the backs of players like that? They shouldn't have been. But the money's there. See, this was not designed for these athletes to produce billions in TV money. Billions they produce. This was not designed for that. And listen, you pay the coach to win. You don't pay him to graduate his players. You don't pay him to be a good guy. You pay him to fill his stadium, get to the NCAA tournament, and try to hang some banners. That's why you pay him, and that's why these guys do what they have to do to get players, because that's they're brought in to get players and to win. And if they don't do that, listen, they just fired the Rutgers coach. Did they fire him because he was a bad guy? No. They fired him because his students did something wrong? No, they fired him because he got beat up and got creamed every week. That's why they fired him. They fired him because he lost 52-0 on Saturday. So we know what he's thinking? Hey, buy another shot. I'm getting better players. And you can get to a point when you're Mike Krzyzewski or you're, you know, John Wooden or you're Bob Knight. Well, Bob Knight, just not his, you know, he's different. So, but I mean, he just ran everything different. My point is, you can get to those guys where you get players, but you didn't start off being those guys. And on the way up, you might have gotten squashed. Ten future Mike Krzyzewskis got squashed on the way up. Mike made it through because he's that good. But the bottom line is 10 other Krzyzewskis got squashed on the way up because they couldn't get any players. And they lost and they got fired. Remember, in college, you got to go out and get your players. You got to compete for them. And that's where these rules get broken. But remember, this was different. This is about their likeness. This is just the start. This was that, hey, you can't make the money on these games and not cut the kids in. But this system has been bankrupt for years. You had players who would walk across a cold campus on a Friday night. And the guy might have scored 30 points, and his coach left the arena in a brand new $150,000 sports car, and that kid walked across the campus and couldn't take his girlfriend to the movies because he didn't have any money. And he scored 35 that night in front of 18,000 people. That's wrong. Any way you slice it, that's wrong. But when you try to fix it, there's no system that works.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.